Are you or someone you know filled with bitterness? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
When you hit the bitter waters of life, this is what can happen easily to you and to me. We hit the bitter waters, but the longer that we grumble and gripe and complain and despair, the bitter waters, they come inside of us. We become a pool of bitterness because somebody hurt us, because somebody lied about us. We get bitter at a teacher for messing us over, so we think. We get bitter at a coach because he didn't play us. We get bitter at an employer because they fired us. We get bitter at this person and that person and the other person. And hey, it might be legit. That person really messed you over. But if the bitterness comes inside, then you become bitter and you need God to heal.
He can heal every scar with real truth, real love, real hope from His heart.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And without question, we all know that bitter things are part of life, and many times they come on the heels of great victory. But God can use the bitter times and turn them into sweet times, even when you think that that's impossible. You'll discover how in this encouraging message called Bittersweet. Today's lesson comes from Pastor Jeff's series, Got Trouble, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. You can catch up on any broadcast that we've missed from this series so far this week when you go to fromhisheart.org. Just click the radio tab. Now, before we start the message today, a quick reminder that this is Vision Partner Month, and we're praying for God to add 100 new Vision Partners. Those are monthly supporters who want to reach more people regularly with the truth of God's Word. And we have some very special gifts for new VPs this month. Just go to fromhisheart.org to find out more. Now, though, open your Bible to Exodus chapter 15. We'll start in verse 22. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with a message called Bittersweet.
Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, where they had the great victory, Red Sea where God parted the waters and drowned Pharaoh and his armies. He led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. Anytime you read in the Old Testament about the wilderness, replace that with the word desert. Don't think of a forest. This isn't like Little Red Riding Hood. They're going out. This is desert. And so they went out into the, called the wilderness of Shur, but it's desert. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was named Marah, which means bitterness. Hey, here's our question for today. What does God want us to learn from this Marah story, from this bitter waters story? I think there are three insights that the Lord put on my heart that He wants to speak to your heart, because while you say, you know, I have trouble in my life, but it's nothing compared to Job, everyone can relate to this situation that the Israelites found themselves in at the waters called Marah. Three insights. Insight number one, bitter things are part of life. They're just part of life, part of the human existence. Bitter things are unavoidable. As much as we don't like bitter things in life, and the waters that they face, the literal waters, we'll use that as a picture of just things that come into our lives that we don't like, that we say, oh man, this is awful. This is a problem for me. This is a hardship for me. I don't like this, Lord. They're the bitter things. Bitter things are unavoidable. And sometimes, oftentimes, for those who walk with God, your problems get harder in one sense when you become a Christian, because now you have the world going against you. Now you have the devil coming against you. You start to walk with God and you feel the pressure of the world and the flesh and the devil. You didn't feel that pressure before. And so the bitter things in life, they're unavoidable, and they often come on the heels of great victory. It's kind of wild, but they do. Now, let me set this up for you to see how strange this is, that this story is in chapter 15. At the end of chapter 14, when God parted the waters, parted the Red Sea, you know, they all thought they were going to die. God parted the waters. The 2 million people go through the dry ground because God dried it out so they could walk across it, and they go through the sea. And then when Pharaoh comes after them, the Lord causes the sea to go back together and they're wiped out. Listen, the parting of the Red Sea was the greatest Old Testament miracle. Everyone talked about that. When they came into the promised land, you read in the book of Joshua, they come into the promised land and they didn't understand, why'd you guys wait to come into the promised land? We heard about you. We heard about your God. How he parted the sea. Wow. Who can stand up against this God? I mean, it's big news all throughout the Old Testament. You read in the Old Testament, you see how many times God reminds them, you remember what I did to Egypt? You remember about that? You remember how I parted the sea? But on the heels of that comes this Marah experience, 3 days, 72 hours, from the mountaintop to the Marah Valley, just boom. Have you noticed how life can be like that? It's weird how things can happen like that when you have this huge mountaintop experience. In just no time, bam, the Marahs come, and they often come on the heels of great victory. Second insight, bitter things, not only are they part of life, but they are used by God. God led them there. God was in control. Now, we read in this story that 7 miles to the south of this place where the bitter waters were, there's a place called Elim, verse 27, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Well, why didn't God just bypass the place with the bitter waters and they just came down and they could bypass that and go straight to Elim? That would have been a better way for the Lord to lead them. No, God led them to Marah. He led them to the bitter waters. God uses that stuff in our lives. He led them to Marah. What for? What does God want to lead me to Marah for? To humble you. God uses the bitter things in life to humble us. Philippians 4:13 is a favorite verse of so many people. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't do it through me. I don't have strength. Because apart from him, we can do zip, zero, nada, nothing. And we need to remind ourselves of that all the time. And so here, God is teaching them, you guys need me. Don't get the idea just because Pharaoh's gone and this big issue in your life is over that you don't need me for the little things in life, because you need me every hour, every minute, every second. So God uses those things, he says, that he might humble you, and he uses them to test us. Testing you, he says. He says in verse 25, there he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. What did he test? He wanted to see what was in their hearts. So he tested them. Remember this, God is not the cosmic tease. God is the God who puts on a squeeze. The way he tests us, he puts the squeeze to us. In the world, you have tribulation, thlipsis. That means pressure. And the pressure's gonna come through difficult times, through bitter waters, and it's gonna reveal what's in your heart. Now, because he says, I was testing you to know what was in your heart. So he uses those things to test us. Now, the self-centered heart grumbles and despairs when they come to the Marahs of life. Look at it again. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink, verse 23, the waters of Marah, for they were bitter, therefore it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, what shall we drink? They grumble. They despair. You know, you read, especially in Exodus and Numbers, you read what it was like for those 40 years being with these people. Moses, what an incredible guy. Because it was tough, and every time bad things happened, they always turned on Moses. They would grumble at Moses. Were there no graves in Egypt, Moses? I mean, why did you bring us out in the wilderness to kill us? Oh, and they would grumble. That word means to groan, to growl, to murmur. It's that kind of a thing. New Testament, the Greek word in the New Testament for grumble, one of my favorite words, I've told you many, many times, gogousmos. I like it because it's onomatopoeia. It shows you what that is, gogousmos. It's to grumble, gogousmos, gogousmos. That's what it is. And they were doing that in the Old Testament. Now, it says that they were grumbling at Moses, but look what God says when they didn't go in the promised land because they were giants. In Numbers 14, they grumble at Moses. This is what God says. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who are grumbling against me? I have heard the complaints of the sons of Israel, which they're making against me. Not one of those people ever said, I'm grumbling against God. I'm grumbling against Moses. But God says, no, you're not. You're grumbling against me because Moses is doing what I'm telling him to do. Moses is following the pillar of cloud by day and the fire by night. And if you're grumbling at Moses, you're grumbling at me. And God says, that is fingernails on a chalkboard to me. And see, God was putting the squeeze on them, and what was coming out was faithlessness and despair and self-centeredness. It's all about me. The Lord doesn't want that to be true in you and me. And if that's in there, it needs to come out. See, you have such a contrast here between the children of Israel and then Moses. When they said to Moses, what shall we drink? It says in verse 25, then he cried out to the Lord. See, the God-centered heart trusts and praise. Trusts and praise. Self-centered heart is going to grumble and despair. Oh, we're going to die. There's nothing to drink. You lose sight of the fact, as the Lord says in the book of Psalms, how quickly they forgot my power, how quickly they forgot my works. I mean, think about it. You're already grumbling, and it's been 3 days since you've experienced, not only seen, but personally experienced the greatest Old Testament miracle. There are tons of miracles in the Old Testament. This is the greatest one that God had ever done for man. Wow. And you experienced that, and in 72 hours, you're already grumbling and griping and complaining and despairing. Isn't that just like us? Moses cries out. He trusts, and he prays, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord answered him. Now, here's the thing. They need water to live. They're going to die. I mean, for sure, Pharaoh was going to kill them. They all knew that. But if they don't hit some water soon, they're all going to die. You can't go for weeks on end without water. You're going to die. So this is a real need. But here's the challenge. The challenge for the people is to trust God. And the challenge before God is to provide. They can't provide the water. They've been looking for water. They can't find any. All they found is this salt water pit. And so God has to provide. In your situation, Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Your challenge is to trust him. And if you have to trust him all the way to the grave, that's okay. It's better to die in faith than to live in faithlessness. You trust God. You know, it's hard when you're hurting physically. And you go into the hospital, and when you're hurting physically, a lot of times you can be a crab because you don't feel good, right? When you don't feel good, you're like a grumpy little baby, right? You're always crying, man, this isn't right, that's not right, don't like the food. Hey, God uses those bitter waters. Why? To get us to trust him, to get us to pray. And insight number 3, bitter waters. This is so critical. Bitter waters are sweetened by the cross. Verse 25, then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. That is the name Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh Rapha, right there. I, the Lord, am your healer. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. What do you do when you hit Mara? You throw in the cross. God showed Moses a tree. Now, was this a magic tree? No. I think it was a picture for us today to say, you're going to hit bitter waters in life, because everybody does. And the way you handle the bitter waters is to take the cross of Jesus Christ and you put it in those waters, because the cross changes everything.
Pastor Jeff returns on From His Heart in just a moment to complete this lesson called Bittersweet. Listen, if you're experiencing great trials in your life right now, if you're starting to wonder if it's worth it to keep going, if you're discouraged, Pastor Jeff has written a powerful booklet called In the Face of Discouragement, and it's our thank you for your support this month of any amount to From His Heart. It'll refresh your weary heart with words of encouragement and strength. For a gift of $40 or more, we'll send you this booklet along with Pastor Jeff's series, Roller Coaster, Facing the Ups and Downs of Life. Your support is crucial in allowing us to be here each and every day, and you become a part of the mission work when you join us. Call 866-40-BIBLE for more information. That's 866-40-BIBLE, or you can make a secure donation online at fromhisheart.org and request these resources. By the way, this is Vision Partner Month at From His Heart, so we hope that you'll pray about becoming a regular monthly giver to From His Heart. A Vision Partner is the foundation of this ministry and allows us to boldly step through doors of opportunity that come. We have some special gifts for our new Vision Partners this month, so again, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org and click the Vision Partner banner right on the homepage. And thank you for standing with us right now to tell the world that Jesus is Lord, and He loves them so very, very much. And now with the conclusion of today's message called Bittersweet, here again is Pastor Jeff.
The cross turns the bitter to sweet. The scripture says this, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed. Isn't that interesting? Where it talks about the cross being a tree, and then it says, by His wounds you're healed. And in Exodus 15, it talks about the name of the Lord, the healer, Yahweh, Rapha, Jehovah, Rapha. The cross changes everything. When Jesus died upon the cross, the scripture says there was an earthquake and the rocks split and the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The veil of the temple. Don't get the idea the veil of the temple is like a bride's veil that you lift up. And this thing is big and heavy and tough. God tore it in two from top to bottom. The veil of the temple is what separated the people from God, from the Holy of Holies, from God's holy presence. And when Jesus died, that veil was torn apart so that God is saying, now you can come into my presence. Now you can receive forgiveness. Now you can receive healing. Man, it changes everything in life. Do you need changing in life? Let me ask you something. When you hit the bitter waters of life, this is what can happen easily to you and to me. We hit the bitter waters, and the bitter waters are out there, but the longer that we grumble and gripe and complain and despair, the bitter waters, they come inside of us. We become a pool of bitterness. Because somebody hurt us, because somebody lied about us. We get bitter at a teacher for messing us over, so we think. We get bitter at a coach because he didn't play us. We get bitter at an employer because they fired us. We get bitter at this person and that person and the other person. And hey, it might be legit. That person really tooled you around and really messed you over. But if the bitterness comes inside, then you become bitter and you need God to heal. Because bitterness is like a cancer. It just takes over. I always liken it to the Spider-Man 3, where he had this black stuff that would come upon him and it just took him over and he became this evil Spider-Man. That's the way bitterness is. It just starts to engulf you and then you get bitter about everything in life. The Lord says, I want to heal you. I want to take that all away. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. When people hurt you, you got to forgive them. How do you forgive them? Just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. You throw in the cross. You put in the cross. The cross changes everything. And the cross turns every negative to a positive. Every negative is turned to a positive by the cross. Now you think about it in math. What's a negative? What's a minus sign? It's a horizontal bar. That's minus. That's a negative. And how do you turn a negative to a positive? You add a vertical bar to it. You have a vertical uplook. And the cross is that vertical uplook on the minus. So you put a plus sign on top of a minus sign and you get a plus sign. And God says, that's what you need to do. You want to take all those negatives. You want to turn them into a positive. Put in the cross in that Mara. Factor in the cross. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I heard a sermon on this years and years and years ago when I was in college and had hair like Fabio. I heard this sermon. And it was called The Chemistry of the Cross. And it was on Romans 8, 28. And it was how God takes all things and he works them together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And we know it. God can take the maras and he can turn them to sweetness if you'll factor in the cross. In everything in life, factor in the cross. What to do when you don't know what to do? Factor in the cross, because the cross changes everything. Joseph had a glimpse of the cross in the book of Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he tells his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." God used it for good. God turned it around for good. And we know that God causes all things, even the bitter things, to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, I don't know what your Mara is, but God does, and you do. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's marriage and family, because that's just bitter. And your home is a bitter, bitter place. Whatever that Mara is, maybe it's your school and your schoolwork. Maybe it's the fact that you so want to get married and there's nobody on the horizon. Maybe it's the fact that you so want to have a baby and you're not able to have a baby, and that's just bitter waters for you. Whatever your bitter waters are, if you will take those to the cross and lay those at the foot of the cross, God will turn the bitterness to sweetness. God will do a miracle just like he did in Exodus chapter 15. Will you do it?
In your life, are you at a place of bitter waters today? Maybe you know somebody close to you who is going through difficult times and they've become bitter. This encouraging outline from Scripture that Pastor Jeff has focused on today may be what God uses to turn bitter into sweet in their lives. You can order a CD of this entire unedited message when you go online to fromhisheart.org. Now, bitterness is a very debilitating emotion, as we all know, and it really kills a Christian testimony more than anything. On the From His Heart website, we have a special section there called Real Clips, where Pastor Jeff addresses many important issues that face Christians, including bitterness. Now, these video clips will be a great encouragement to you, and you can go online and watch them, of course, for free at fromhisheart.org. Just click the Real Clips section right there on the homepage. Today's message, Bittersweet, is one of five in Pastor Jeff's series, Got Trouble? What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do? And you can find out more about these when you go online to fromhisheart.org. Well, thank you for joining us today for From His Heart, and we invite you to be with us next time. But also, before that, we hope that you'll watch the From His Heart television broadcast. It's on the Hillsong channel tonight. I say tonight in Central and Eastern Time in America, but it's earlier than that in other parts of the nation and, of course, around the world in 182 countries. So go to the website, find the time in your area for the Hillsong channel, and you can watch Pastor Jeff on television then. We'll also be looking forward to you joining us tomorrow for the next and final message from Pastor Jeff's series, Got Trouble? Be here next time for the lesson called How to Get Up When You're Down. That's on Friday, right here on From His Heart. There is truth, there is truth, there is blessedness, there is hope.
From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.